This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch.
You're going to pull something.
That feels good.
Yeah.
I was waxing the car yesterday, using muscles that I haven't used in a very long time, because I haven't waxed the vehicle in a very long time.
I believe that. I did the gym since I'd washed the Jeep the day before. So we kind of rotate vehicle maintenance and the gym.
Yeah, you rotate 3-1 or 4-1 to my maintenance.
It could be two. Yeah.
I mention it's 9:07 in your time check? Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Anheuser-Busch. They're declining to sponsor the 2025 St. Louis Pride Fest at event. Organizers are trying to find the money elsewhere. News comes after Anheuser-Busch sponsored the LGBTQ festival for the past 30 years. Anheuser-Busch said, we were tired of changing the banner and adding letters and numbers and symbols. Just kidding.
Wow.
It was so simple back in the day.
Yeah.
Now Pride St. Louis President Mary Zunig is hoping neighbors will throw their money behind the effort. While we're deeply disappointed that Anheuser-Busch has chosen to step away from supporting Pride Fest this year, we remain hopeful that the community will step up where they have stepped down, adding that canceling the event is not an option. It is not an option. Festival scheduled to take place during so-called Pride Month. What do you mean so-called Pride Month? Is it Pride Month or not?
That's what they call it.
On June 28th and 29th at Soldiers Memorial Park. Yep, organizers are about 150 grand short. For over 30 years, Pride St. Louis has been working to raise understanding and acceptance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer individuals in our community. We are not a political group, but rather a community-based organization that envisions a world where diversity can be celebrated and prejudice has been eradicated. We welcome you to join us for a meeting, a workshop, or a special event. As an organization, we are working each and every day to bring about meaningful change right here in St. Louis.
You know what might bring a little more understanding, just from a standpoint of some of their pride their parades?
Yes.
Maybe not have the dudes out there in like chaps and little leather Speedos and doing a lot of weird stuff on public streets in the middle of a city. That might bring around a little more understanding. For whatever the guys, for some reason, seem to really just take it over the top. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and it's and that's a creepy factor. And that's not being homophobic or anything. That's just saying, look,
it's indecent in public.
I don't want to be exposed to it, let alone kids.
No.
Now, if you say, oh, this is adults only, like, what do they have down there in the Keys? Fantasy Fest? Now,
you know more about these things than I would.
Well, you go there knowing, I've never been, but I've seen pictures. I mean, I was doing research. Anyway, let your freak flag fly, you know.
Right.
But it's only adults. There's not kids, and then you know, at a certain hour, I guess maybe it gets wilder. I don't know, but it's not for kids. But generally, these parades, these Pride Fests, I mean, that's who attends parades in the middle of the day are kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's not homophobic. It is just in in poor taste.
Yeah.
Some of the folks.
Yep. Again, mainly the guys, and I'm not sure why.
There's something about it, this acting out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Attention. They want attention getting, even if it's not always good attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yeah. Maybe that had something to do with maybe their childhood. I don't know.
But that just doesn't seem like the kind of activities to actually make people go, yeah, I understand now. No, not really.
And I just think that it is interesting that they talk about, we're community-based organizations, and, you know, we envision a world where diversity can be celebrated and prejudice has been eradicated. I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy's been uninvited to several things that were only inclusive of gay women.
Really?
And I'm talking things like golf or
no.
Beach volleyball. Yes.
Really? That's yes. Not very inclusive.
Yes.
Wow. A little hypocritical.
Oh, it is.
And, hypocrisy, and party of seven.
And that's not isolated. That is
common.
Ask anybody who maybe has family members and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
The travels in those circles. And yeah. Oh, yeah. We're real inclusive. No, they're not.
Wow.
And that's not... Then that's not to consider the more militant faction, too. There's that as well.
The ones that are in your face, yeah.
Not in my face.
Well, not my choice.
Oh. Speaking of sex.
Wow.
What?
Yes, Bob. Yes. Yes.
I'm talking about gender, for crying out loud.
Oh, okay.
You know, like on that application, sex,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes.
No, it wasn't a question.
Right.
It's an optional answer. There
I finally started to figure that out. Thanks. Yeah. Seb Coe, president of World Athletics, will introduce non-invasive pre-clearance tests for female athletes amid disputes over men's participation in women's sports.
Okay.
The tests will include, don't laugh or make fun.
Okay.
Cheek swabs. Wow, you are good. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got him. Or dry blood tests, and will only be used once in an athlete's career. Oh, so if you pass the test once, you're
well, because then they know what you are, no matter what you call yourself later.
Oh.
You got to go by the original test. I like that.
It's important to do because it maintains everything we've talked about, particularly recently, not just talking about the integrity of women's sports, but guaranteeing it, Coe said. We feel this is a really important way of providing confidence and maintaining that absolute focus on the integrity of competition. We will doggedly protect the female category. We'll do whatever's necessary to do it. Wow. Now, I like to hear that. What's going to happen with that? Wasn't there a male boxer that meddled?
Yes.
So what's going to happen
with
that?
I thought they were reversing some of that. I thought. Because he was brutal.
I saw a meme, something about him sitting there with his medals or something. Something like, try to stop me. Or
ugh.
I don't know, something like that.
Jerk.
Yeah. The governing body is now citing new evidence which shows there is already an athletic significant performance gap before the onset of puberty.
Right.
And is consequently looking to strengthen its rules in this area. Coe says that the move is motivated by a desire to ensure that our guidelines keep up with the latest information available to maintain a fair and level playing field in the female category. Look, sometimes it's just the right thing to do. And common sense should prevail.
It's not that complicated.
No, but they try to make it complicated, and what do they use as their tools? You're a hater.
Mm-hmm.
You're bad.
Oh, yeah.
You're mean. All those things. It's like,
yep.
No, we are protecting women's sports like a lot of people, including a lot of women, fought very, very hard for the Title IX protection that they received.
And then the feminists just don't say anything.
It is.
I mean, they were some of the most vocal groups in the country for decades, and now they've just hung them out to dry.
Well, I guess they're a little conflicted.
Hmm.
They could,
I don't know,
be conflicted and, you know.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You fight for all those rights and then let some dudes come along and take them away. Just like that, without a fight.
Even CNN knows that Trump is making America great again.
What?
Details on that coming up. Plus, we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Don't go anywhere. Unless you're going to the Bob Rose Show podcast, which you can download like you download any podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. What a great place to live, huh? Is it awesome or what? 921, Bob Rose Show, rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got some of the most generous people in our community. And thank you for supporting the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble again. This is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky, and all the funds, which is a great amount. 100% of it goes to the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. Proud to associate with the great work that they do there. Thanks to everybody, volunteers, golfers, everyone associated with this. Thank you, thank you. It's going to be at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. Looking forward to a great time for a great cause. And we can't do it without you. The support in this community is fantastic. CNN. How much did it hurt for them to report this? Now, here's what they did. They sent out their senior data reporter. And the thing is about that is if you're just looking at the data, then there's nothing else to really report. Ooh. So what do you do? Do you tell the truth? Do you tell everybody what the data says? Even if it's pro-Trump? What a quandary, huh? What a difficult situation to be in. CNN senior data reporter Harry Enten was on News Central, CNN, Tuesday, and he said the percentage of Americans who believe the country is on the right track is through the roof.
Wow.
Through the roof.
He said it out loud?
Yeah, and then he went on. Then he went just when they were about to cut his mic.
Yeah.
He said,
wow, that's amazing.
We all talk about, all we talk about is how unpopular Donald Trump is. But in reality, here we come back to reality, folks. He's basically more popular than he was at any point in his first term and more popular than he was even when he won election back in November.
Oh, that had to just hurt for them to say that out loud.
Trump is winning. Wow. America is becoming great again, and the lefty heads continue to pop off like dirty, ugly zits under pressure.
Yeah.
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 I paint pictures with words.
Yes.
It's what I do. I'm a word. I'm a word smythe.
Oh, because it was with a Y back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how far back my knowledge of the English language takes us.
Yes.
But
That I mean, and even if he doesn't mind saying it, you know that the others are sitting there going, why are we doing this story?
It amazes me. I saw it. Look, the social media, of course, you see it. Do I take the time to argue with any of these lefties that I might be friends with? The answer is absolutely not.
No.
First of all, you're messing with a professional.
Yeah,
that would be me.
Don't try this at home.
And, I already played this game.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not going to waste my time and energy. But I've seen other friends, mutual friends, address the concerns. And I got to tell you, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mutual friend. This goes back to high school. He served in the Navy, played baseball with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Decent enough guy by most measures. Well, I've been friends with him on Facebook. You know, it doesn't pop up very often.
Right.
But been friends with him for a long time. And just recently, he has just gone on this crazy Trump rant.
Wow.
And he talks about this thing about, like, controlling the media and all the parallels with, like, you know, Hitler and the Third Reich and all that.
Okay.
But he did. But he really thought, like, that was about Trump. And then a mutual friend straightened him out. He goes, you're kidding, right? Like, control the media?
Yeah.
We know 90% of the media is left of center. That's a very simplistic but pretty accurate, you know,
mm-hmm.
90%. So you think that Trump's taking over the world, and first he's going to control the media? Well,
wow.
We got plenty of time for that to happen.
How do they even believe that?
I don't know. I don't know. They're, look, I mean, it's got to be the, you know, the TDS, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome.
But are they watching the same newscast we watch and go, because we're going, oh my goodness, talk about tainted and one-sided.
Well, Greg, we've talked about this in a completely different context.
Okay.
That is, somebody with anorexia or bulimia,
right. Yeah.
You know, they can even look in a mirror. Mm-hmm. Like, how can they not see
That's
the
true.
Image in the mirror?
Good
it
point.
Is it is what it is. You do you see your bones sticking out?
And they think they weigh 200
like,
pounds.
No. Or... No, I know I'm overweight. I can see it. And they really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a type of kind of derangement.
Yep.
They're not seeing reality. And so that
okay.
is what many of the lefties, they, you, it doesn't matter all the facts you can present them with. It doesn't even scratch the surface for them
yeah.
at all.
It has to be that way. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's overwhelming. The, you know, the evidence.
Yeah.
And what's going on. And so there is a good percentage of people that when the Democrats lie about Trump and call him authoritative and he's a Nazi and all this, I guess they believe that. A certain percentage.
Amazing.
And some of the most absurd and ridiculous things that they say. And even, and I know, like a couple of these people that are, I know are smart. And, you know, another a friend of mine, former boss, he would write, you know, Trump's an authoritarian, and he's mentioned it several times under his authoritarianism, mm-hmm. but mentioned it several times. I'm like, what is a authoritarian about him? He's defended the First Amendment. It is the left that wants to stop free speech and has used censorship as a weapon. Not Trump. Same thing could be said about the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Attacks on our Second Amendment never come from right of center. They all come from left of center and have. For a long time. That's a fact. So what are you talking about, this authoritarian kind of clampdown? It's the left that tells you, oh, you can't have a gasoline-powered car. You can't even have a gas range. You can't have a big gulp. That's all from the left. Authoritarian. My eye. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Yeah, we need that. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 9:37. Just waiting, just counting the hours for the Gators to play. It's tomorrow evening, 7:39. Gators take on Maryland. Florida Gators basketball team has made it to the Sweet 16. Yeah, baby. And they're a number one seed in their bracket. They have the potential to go all the way, which I just happen to have picked. My Final Four, Michigan State. My sis went there. Florida, Duke, Kentucky. I have Florida and Duke meeting for the championship game, of which Florida will emerge with the championship, if my prognostication is accurate. Singer Nancy Wilson of the rock band Heart that you're hearing in the background there. What is her problem with America? Huh?
Okay.
She said this in an interview for the Milwaukee Sentinel, that she's embarrassed to be an American.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And, you know, people responded when they found that out.
What?
They said, hey, we're about to go crazy on you.
Really? See what you did there.
Thank you very much. No, the 71-year-old former rock star made her comment in an interview, but now she's getting backlash. She equated the political climate today to that of the 1970s, saying, yeah, we were kind of embarrassed at the time to call ourselves American because of the dirty politics of the Vietnam War.
Every time I think about it, I want to cry with bombs.
obviously very talented. Her and her sister, and Nancy Wilson, you know, much of the band Heart, and, you know, played their music for years when I was a rock and roll DJ. And but what's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
She said that she thinks women have temporarily lost the momentum in American culture. Well, so you agree. Okay. Temporary lost momentum. What I would equate that with is the temporary loss of women's rights when it came to biological men playing in women's sports.
And who is it that's trying to protect those rights?
Well, that would be Trump and Republicans and those in charge now.
She must be confused.
Well, and the other thing is, she said, I think for women in the culture, the pendulum will come back again, and there'll be another renaissance in the arts to push back against the oppression of the cranky old rich white guys. But that doesn't explain that, well, I don't know. Let's see. As of today, women have taken 6 of the top 10 albums in according to USA Today. So, you know, women in the culture, it seems they're doing quite well.
Do they still act? Are there still actresses? Do they still win awards? Do women still win?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can still do that. Okay, do they still work in the workplace? Do they lead corporations?
Absolutely.
Do they get elected to Congress or something?
Yeah. All the time.
Huh. What she means?
So, and Nancy Wilson, her sister Anne, are now back on the road. They had to cancel part of the tour because Anne went through chemotherapy after her cancer diagnosis. Anne has told fans she is much better, and the pair are playing in Manitoba, Canada this week. So maybe that's a good place to sort of start and let people kind of calm down from your absurd wording that you're embarrassed to be in America. See, that's, you know, that's part of the problem is, when people tell you, ooh, America bad, you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were taught that, maybe in school, or you hang around other people who constantly parrot that, then, yeah, maybe you start to believe it. Why would you be embarrassed to be an American? Certainly we're not perfect. Our nation is not perfect. We all admit that. But, man, where else can you find such great opportunity for everybody, no matter their color of their skin, their ethnic background? You can find success in America to a greater degree than any other nation. It's not even close.
Then you got the scenario of Rosie O'Donnell going to Ireland. But on the other hand, you got Conor McGregor going, it's a mess. It's not the country we knew.
Right.
It's not the country that you would want to come back to because of you thinking of what Ireland is.
Ireland's obviously politically very complicated.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But they're left of center, a lot of them, in politics, but for an old school Democrat kind of reason,
right?
Like here,
right?
They're like pro worker because
they're not
the nation's been
kind of left.
Nation's been poor for the most part, and you have these wealthy people that were like land barons, and they remember that past history, so they're kind of sensitive to that of looking out for the workers' rights. Well, when the left of center folks started shifting further to the left in their ridiculousness, they haven't quite caught up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't caught up to where that leftyism is leading them. So, yeah, because they love Obama over there. They love Clinton.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They didn't know any better.
No, generally not. And you know what? They
watch too much CNN.
For the most part, they don't even ask you what your politics are if you meet somebody in a pub and, you know, Salancha.
Actually, there they watch OCNN, but, you know.
Oh, well, is it? No, you're joking. But, you know, it's not like Fox is available. I don't know if they're there anywhere in Europe, but they have CNN World.
See, that is the problem. You go to airports around. I mean, okay, so 74 people in America watch CNN. But around the world, it's in airports, it's in all kinds of places.
Yes.
They've got a stranglehold of influence of their beliefs. So.
But I gave you the good news earlier when even on CNN they said the approval ratings and the people believing that the country's on the right path are overwhelmingly high.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's ratings are higher than they were in his first term and higher even since he got elected.
Gotta love it.
Yep. All right. You need a good story.
Sure. We do.
Remember the girls that were rescued off of Cedar Key.
Yes.
We prayed. It didn't look good. We prayed. They were found.
Yep.
What if you were flying in a plane over Alaska and your plane loses power and you go down? What are the chances there, huh?
They're hardly going to find you.
38-year-old man, two young relatives, and his immediate family. When the plane disappeared, others went searching, by the way. And once again, this is another volunteer pilot who stepped forward in the search and found them huddling on top of the aircraft. They were out there for at least 12 hours.
Can you imagine?
You can imagine the girls on Cedar Key when temperatures dropped to the 40s. They were cold. What about these folks?
Mm. Yeah.
And initially, the pilot that discovered him thought he just found the, you know, the wreckage or whatever. Right. And, you know, it's broke my heart. I saw that. It didn't look good. But the closer I got, I could see, hey, there's people there. And they're moving around.
Wow.
And he kept approaching and saying a prayer. He saw signs of life. Mm. The trio even waved at him. And as it turns out, nobody had life-threatening injuries. The pilot himself had a little bit of hypothermia. But other than that, they were in, you know, fairly good shape considering the situation they were in.
That is miraculous.
Going down in a small, in a Piper aircraft in Alaska?
No.
And you survive and you're found?
Mm-hmm.
That's
apparently
pretty good.
I think in part of the story I'd seen that there was a ping off of one of their cell phones is what got
them recognized
in
or whatever?
Their attention in that area, that it was still alive. It hadn't died yet. And they got a ping off of that, and that's what kind of led them the right way. That's amazing.
Yeah. Take your phone with you. Yeah. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But just don't look at it when you're driving.
Yeah.
That's all. This public service announcement brought to you by...
I mean, like people that are usually behind me in traffic, and I see them creeping up on me because they're looking at their phone and just taking a little pressure off their brake pedal. Those people?
Yeah, and the same people that... work their way into your blind spot and then sit there because all they got to do is kind of keep in the corner of their eye. They watch you, and as long as they're keeping up with you, they don't have to pay attention to the road. I guess that's the mentality. Isn't that scary?
That is indeed.
Speaking of cars, we're going to be at the Tesla Service Center Saturday morning, us and a whole bunch of other Americans. And we're going to support Trump and Musk. This is totally non-confrontational. We're going to wave American flags and just show our support for our president and for Elon Musk. And that is this Saturday morning from 9 to noon on Main Street in Gainesville at the Tesla, right near the Tesla Service Center. So come on out.
Yeah.
Bring your flags.
Absolutely.
Support your president. Support Elon Musk.
Fire extinguisher, just in case.
Yeah. Might come in handy.
It could.
All right, it is your turn coming up next. Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my goodness. It is another gorgeous day in paradise. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us or we share with you. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, I could only bring to mind that big-eyed actor Jeffrey Goldblum every time you mentioned the other guy who was accidentally invited to the Hooties and the Blowfish conference, the Jurassic Park guy who said, "Life will find a way."
That's funny. My reference was Goldberg. Wasn't he a wrestler?
Oh yeah, Goldberg.
See,
yeah.
That's where that was my reference.
That's
where
my brain goes to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
My Sky family. I've probably been, I don't know how long has it been, Bob, 30 years. Every person that has ever called, 99% of the time, I feel like we're alike in some way and that they could be my friend. Although I know no one that calls. My Sky family—that's what's making me smile. God bless America.
Right on.
That's nice.
Right on. No, and we appreciate it. We couldn't do it without everybody that's continually supported this great radio station, supported me for now going on 23 years, and then the awesome first-round draft pick to make the team even better, Greg. Greg is the team.
I'm the team.
Is the team. Does that make me the quarterback, or am I the owner? No, I'm not the owner.
You're not the owner. Yeah. You're talking about the whole Sky family thing. It's kind of great, too, to watch it grow and how it does. You know, I was at the wedding that I officiated over the weekend, and Cody, he was the guy that was playing guitar, singing, did a great job. But it was funny because he would talk about how when he was younger, mm-hmm. you know, he'd be in the truck with his dad, and his dad mm-hmm. would have it on or whatever, and he's like, you know, whatever. He's like, now he's just like, he's all in, he loved Rush, you know. And in fact, that was part of what, you know, kind of got his attention. He's like, oh, well, you know, that makes sense. Well, and he would say something, yeah, that's how I feel about things. Mm-hmm. And now he just listens all the time, and it's just funny how that transition happens. So,
what a great thing it is when somebody says how you impacted them in a positive way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does feel pretty good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be more to it than the paycheck.
Absolutely. We love what we do.
We're not complaining either.
Not really.
No, yeah. Doesn't do any good. Yeah. The good Lord's blessed me plenty, mm-hmm. and you as well.
Yep.
All right. We're not done yet. Coming up, the Smoking Gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. 9:38, Monday night. Hardeeville, South Carolina police responded to a report of a male subject attempting to remove a victim out of their car at gunpoint. Police arrived and found two men, one of whom had been shot and died at the scene. Detectives say the initial evidence and investigative information caused detectives to suspect the deceased subject in this case was actively involved in attempted armed assaults on potential victims when he encountered an armed citizen who protected himself. They also believe the alleged assaulter was a suspected multiple offender. So an armed populace is a safer populace, and that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!